Geniuses. Today we're interviewing a woman by the name of Christine Chang, and she is the founder of Christine Chang Photography. I had the pleasure of meeting Christine actually at Awesomeness Fest 2010, and she then came to Awesomeness Fest 2011, and this woman is absolutely incredible. I know both Leanne and I have spent hours on end looking through her blog, looking through her website, creeping out on her photos, and just totally awed by this woman's talent, her passion, and really just the energy that she brings to her photographs and also in person when you meet her. She has a business around her passion and she's learned a whole lot along the way of getting there. And so today we wanted to interview her and ask her a few questions so she can share with you inspiration and amazing advice on how to follow your passions and live those every single day.
Thanks for that lovely introduction, Alex.
You're welcome. So welcome to the call. We're so happy to have you here.
So Christine, I met you at Awesomeness Fest 2011. And like Alex and I had said to you before, we had both spent a lot of time creeping on your blogs and on your photo sites, and we really realize, A, you're talented, but there's so much more that lies behind these photos that you share with the world. We can definitely tell that this is your J-spot and that you found what you're passionate about and you're living it. So before we get started, we'd like for you to tell everybody a bit more about yourself and your journey.
Yeah, sure. So I've been a wedding photographer now for 4 years, and I do feel really lucky that I have found what I'm passionate about and I get to be doing it. I think I've always been creative, kind of the black sheep in my family. My parents own a biotech company. It was all science growing up, and I think I surprised them a little when I finally made the decision to become a photographer. So yeah, they still joke about it. My mom always says, I never thought I'd have an artist daughter, but they've been really supportive, so it's been great. After college, I moved to New York for a little bit and went there for a visit, and I was so inspired. I'm like, I want to go out there and learn and figure out what I want to do, and started working at a photo studio at the front desk. But I was so inspired seeing all these shoots come in and hanging around creative types. I think from there, I kind of felt in my gut that I wanted to do something creative. It just came down to actually doing it. After I got my first SLR camera, I asked my friend to teach me, my friend Conway, who was so great, and he taught me how to use my first camera. And it just came down to doing it, to practicing, just shooting whatever I could. I was shooting my friend, playing photo shoot, doing food and all that stuff. And one day my friend, he said, oh, I'm shooting my coworker's wedding. They don't have an official photographer. Do you want to come with? You know, maybe you'll like it. So I went with him and the pictures turned out really good. And I also love doing it. So I decided, I'm like, I want to focus on weddings. So, you know, it wasn't the easiest to get the ball rolling. Photography, it's a highly competitive industry, and it just came down to focusing and making that decision to do it, and what do I need to do to make this happen. Yeah, so at this time, actually, I was working an office job, which I learned after 1 or 2 years that that was not for me. I'm not a 9-to-5 kind of person. And what made it even harder was that I was working with my parents, which it was, I mean, that was like their vision for me. And I had a lot of guilt, you know, that I was supposed to be working with them, that I was supposed to take over the company. And I would cry. I would be crying because I felt so guilty and I just wasn't happy doing that. But one day I told my mom, and you know, I was just like, Mom, I'm just really not happy. Like, this isn't for me. I want to move to LA and try out my photography. And she wasn't too happy about it. But when I first moved to LA, I was actually working in a restaurant, just making enough money, steady income, so I could pay rent while I was trying to pursue my photography. And it was hard financially. It was probably the hardest financial experience of my life. You know, I kept going on Craigslist, asking friends if they needed anything. And finally, after a year of, you know, getting wedding gigs here and there, I felt like I wasn't having any big breakthroughs. And so I decided to quit the restaurant job because it was kind of my safety net, which was so scary. But I was like, I just need to quit so I can focus on this. So I did it. Really, really rough financial summer. And putting yourself through that struggle really forced me to do what I had to do to make my photography career work. So what did I do? I got a better website. And I was just working my ass off, basically. And after a year of doing that, it finally got to the point where my work started to snowball, get better, word of mouth. And also my confidence in doing it too. I was able to raise my prices, and it's to the point where now I can shoot, you know, one wedding a month and be more than well off.
Listening to your story, Christine, there's quite a few times where I heard you say, I had to do this, and it was really scary, and, you know, I did it anyway. And I think where you had what we would call a stroke of juicy genius, which is really when you have that wake up call, that moment of realization that something's not right, whether it be telling your parents that you want to move to LA and pursue photography and you don't want to work in their company anymore, or, you know, quitting your restaurant job, that being your safety net. I know so many women who feel that same way. And I know I was in that position at one point as well, where, well, I'll just wait until I get something else going on the side where I'm doing really, really what I love to do. And it's so hard to be focusing on more than one different thing. And I heard you say focus is so key to, you know, how you got to where you are in your business. And I think that's really, really important. So, you know, going back to what you said about stepping away from, you know, the traditional 9-to-5 job, and then also stepping away from your restaurant job, where did you find the courage to step away from those things and move in the direction of your dreams? Because I think that's the point where a lot of our community are at right now, because they just don't know kind of how to take that step and find that courage to step away.
I got to a point where I was just so unhappy that I kind of, I'm like, what do I want to do? Do I want to continue being unhappy or just living a life that, I mean, it works, but there was no juice in it. And I made the decision that I want to do this. And the difference is actually doing it. A lot of people have great ideas, but the people who are actually living the life they want, that makes the difference. You know, I've done a lot of personal growth the last few years as well, after I decided to do photography and then getting out of a long-term relationship and starting to read books by Eckhart Tolle and all, you know, all those things, going to seminars like Awesomeness Fest or Landmark Education. It just starts with you at the core. So I just kind of think, like, what is the worst thing that could happen to me if I quit this job? The thing is, struggle is good for you. And a lot of times when you see the people who are really successful and you hear their story, a lot of them have hit rock bottom multiple times. And to have those big dreams and big visions, you're going to have to risk a little bit more. I never thought I would actually get to do what I love to do. And it seriously does not feel like work at all. I would do it for free.
There's a couple of things, Christine, that you said that really, really resonated with me when you first started telling us when you were so unhappy. And really what I heard you say is that you realized that you had the power to change your life circumstances, and that it really came down to just doing it and making that bold step. And I love how you recognize that there's fear there and you're afraid of the unknown. But I really, really like that you said, just actually do it. Get out there and take that bold action. And I really do think that that makes a huge difference in people thinking about following their dreams and people actually following their dreams. And another thing that you said that really resonated with me was, what is the worst thing that can happen for me? The worst thing that can happen is, you know what, I'm not booking anything right now, so I have to get another part-time job. I know I've actually used that thinking when I've made big decisions in my life too. And you know what, I can change that. Nothing is permanent. So I think it's really powerful when you realize that you do have the power to change your life in either direction. Mm-hmm. So now that you've actually stepped outside of the 9-to-5, what is the best part of being an entrepreneur and living your passions every day?
There's a lot of benefits. For me, I love being a wedding photographer because I get to be creative. I get to be part of one of the biggest days of someone's life, and they choose me. It's like such an important role, and I feel like such an honor when they choose me to shoot it. I love having a flexible schedule. I shoot 2 weddings per month and no more than that. And during the week, I do some editing things here and there, but for the most part, my schedule is very flexible. I love going to the grocery store on a Tuesday afternoon when it's not busy, going to yoga. If it's nice outside, I'll go hiking with my dog. And working for myself is great. Yeah, it's just having that freedom. And if I do want to travel, whether it's for work or for pleasure, I mean, my life and work is just kind of meshed into one anyways. Yeah, you just feel really powerful. And people can tell when you are passionate about what you do, when you put emotion into it. And I think for most of the people who do hire me, that's why they hire me, because they can see that and they have a similar vision and what they're looking for.
It's funny that you say that, really, that you can teach anyone how to use a camera, but there is something very, very special about your photos. And I think that's why I was so enthralled when I first saw them, because there's so much emotion and energy behind the photos that whenever I decide to get married, I know who my wedding photographer is going to be.
It's, yes.
so it's absolutely true. And I think that you're right. When you are doing what you're passionate about, people take notice. And it's almost like things will naturally happen and the universe will conspire in your favor to make things happen because that's your truth and you're doing what you're meant to be doing. And I think that's so, so cool. And Leanne and I have also experienced being entrepreneurs, and the way that we're able to live our lives is amazing. And it's also extremely rewarding because we know that we've created this life for us just as you have. And it's something that makes you feel so good when you wake up in the morning that you're not living anybody else's intentions for you. You're living your own intentions. And I think that's so powerful. And I hope that every woman in our community who's listening right now is going to be able to experience that, whether it be as an employee or an entrepreneur, because I know a lot of employees also are in very empowered positions and are doing what they absolutely love. It's not only about being an entrepreneur, but that definitely adds that element of flexibility and complete surrender to the unknown, because you really don't know what's going to happen next, but kind of owning it and stepping into that power, which is really, really exciting. And if you had one juicy tip to someone who wants to figure out what their passion is. You know, you didn't know that photography was something that would end up being your lifelong passion and that you would end up going and building a business around that. I mean, you come from a science background and a very academic background. How did you, or what tip would you give to a woman who is in that place where she doesn't really know what her passions are and is looking to kind of find that out?
Decide what you like first. I think some people, they know what they like, but they just can't wrap their heads around that they could ever make it their career. And it could be something as simple as like your arts and crafts, or, you know, what do you like doing? What makes you happy? People are really drawn to when you do what you're happy and passionate about. For a long time, I actually didn't know what I wanted to do, and I had a bunch of jobs. And I would just say, try a bunch of things out and figure out what you don't like to do. And that steers you in the right direction too.
That was so similar to my story. So I had worked for this amazing marketing company in university, but it was just go, go, go. And my life was super unbalanced. And I'm like, okay, I did this for 4 years. I do not want to continue to live like this. So then I went to a typical boring office job. And I only lasted 3 months. I felt like my soul was being sucked out. And everybody was like, Leanne, this is the real world. I'm like, no, I refuse for this to be my reality. And at that time, I still didn't know exactly what I wanted to do, but I was determined to figure it out. And that's when my journey started. And I really did start looking at, like, okay, what do I absolutely love? And what am I passionate about? And what do I enjoy spending time on? And that's what Alex and I, when we're coaching women, when they come to us and they're asking us for advice and we're helping them to really get into that career or that business that's perfect for them, that's the first question we ask. What do you absolutely love doing? And so it's always just so rewarding, and it feels great to hear other juicy geniuses who have made their decisions that way, because it really does take an attitude shift that you can actually do what you love and live an amazing life and make amazing money doing what you love all at the same time. So one thing, I know that being a juicy genius, you don't get to where you are by luck. It actually does take setting some goals and being dedicated and taking that step. So what are some of your goals for 2012?
Okay, so for 2012, I decided I want to start doing workshops and inspiring other photographers. But a big part of what's taken me a while to do that is my fear of public speaking, and I'm actually working to get through that right now. I've been in touch with a public speaking coach, and yeah, it's just kind of getting out of my comfort zone and doing it. You know, everyone has those fears and things that don't come naturally to them, so that's one of my goals for next year, and also raising my prices again. Since I've done that, I actually get more work. Funny how that works.
I love that. You know, you said two things in the last couple minutes that really spoke to me and actually kind of leads into the last question that we'll ask you. You said you have a fear of public speaking. So what are you doing? You're reaching out to someone who's a public speaker and getting help to overcome that fear. And I love that, because there's so many people who would just completely remove that opportunity from their goals. They're like, no, I don't like public speaking. I'm terrified of it. It'll never happen. And a lot of people have that mentality. So I love that you're just kind of facing facing that fear head on and, you know, knowing that it might be a struggle, that there might be some extremely uncomfortable times where you do feel that pain and don't want to step into that, but knowing that that's something that you want to do and you're seeking the right people to align yourself with to help you get there, I think is so powerful and really what separates a Juicy Genius from everybody else. Juicy Geniuses know what they're passionate about and they go after it, and no matter what, no matter how uncomfortable it might feel. So that's really cool, and I really admire and respect you for that. And then the second thing that you said, which really spoke to me, is how, you know, you're now looking at raising your prices. And I think that says so much about the importance of really valuing what you do and putting a lot of self-worth into your art. Because a lot of females who are so compassionate and nurturing and want to be able to give so much and help so many people, that whole idea of raising your prices and asking more for what you do when you've done it for less before seems off the mark or maybe not quite right. But when it comes down to it, if you're adding tremendous value to someone's life, then you absolutely can value yourself to that extent. What advice would you give to Juicy Geniuses about how to deal with that struggle that you went through to get to where you're at now in your business?
I think just knowing in the back of your mind that, you know, having that confidence that everything's going to be okay. And I've gotten to the point where when I do hit lows or struggles, even though it kind of sucks to go through it, I know that's your opportunity for growth. The crappier something is and like the crappier you feel, you know that's your opportunity to come out of it 10 times better. So struggle is definitely good for you. And also something that I was able to let go of a lot the last few years is caring what other people think, because I think that's what holds a lot of people back from following what they want to do. And for me, it was caring what my mom thought. You know, I want to move to LA and be a photographer and all that guilt. So just letting go of all of that. Yeah, and just following your heart and your gut and what you want to do. Like, who cares what they think? You know, if you're passionate about it, people will naturally gravitate towards you. You'll be happy and just live this amazing life.
Thank you so much. And again, like everything you're saying, it just resonates so much. And Alex and I totally believe this as well. But when challenges arise in your life, don't look at them as some daunting hurdle that maybe you're going to overcome and it brings you down. Obviously, those are natural emotions to experience to begin with. But what I love that what you said is really look at each challenge as an opportunity for growth. And I know we all have a lot of challenges in our life, but it's when you can take that fresh perspective and that outlook as, you know, I'm actually going to learn from this, I'm going to grow, and I'm going to use it to propel myself into the future. It can be difficult to get there at times. The first time you do it, it's tricky. The second time you do it, it's still a little difficult, but it gets easier and easier every time. And I know I've sure learned a lot over this last couple of years. I know Alex has and everyone, and that's what life is all about. It's just continually learning and growing and expanding ourselves. And then I also really like that you said, stop caring about what other people think. And for me, I've been a people pleaser before, and I know one thing that's helped me is like just starting to really follow my truth and follow myself and my inner desires. And the more you do it, the easier it is to live the big truths and to really follow your passions in your life. So thank you so much for this wonderful conversation today. I love your just do it mentality. I love how you are obviously so passionate about the work that you do. You just exude passion. It's amazing and so exciting to talk to you and really see your work. So thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate you taking the time out of your day. And if our listeners here want to learn more about you and what you do, where can they go, Christine?
My website and my blog would probably be the best place. It's ChristineChangPhoto.com. And my blog, seriously, if you want to get to know me or see my work, just go there. There's like 1,000 posts.
It's awesome. I so enjoy reading your blog posts. And to everyone listening, we'll also put the link right below this video on our blog so that they can easily click right through. And we'll put your fan page, your Facebook fan page and all that down there too, so everyone can get all the information they need. And again, you're in the LA area, correct?
Yes, okay. I'm based in LA, but I am available worldwide.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, because, you know, again, if anyone's looking for some photography work, I highly, highly recommend Christine, and you can contact her through her website as well. So
awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, have a good day. Bye, Christine.
Bye.